Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Nice to have you back on a Wednesday, family. We're out of lockdown, so make sure you look after each other. Kiddies are back at school. More gold for Australian rowing and swimming, chaps. It's been a wonderful day for our great country. Hello to you, Bernie Vince. Hello to you, Greg Blewett.
Good afternoon. It's raining gold, as you said, Jars. The women's and men's fours in the rowing. Gold each for those.
Fire.
And then Ariane Titmus.
Arnie. The Terminator.
Yes. Back-to-back golds.
I'm thinking she's living up to this nickname of hers now. She's earned it. Remember yesterday we were talking about how she got the Arnie nickname? Yeah. Well, she deserves it, I reckon. Let's have a listen to her win.
Now she goes up, Arnie. She gets into the lead. Ariane Titmus, the legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. An Olympic record. Oh. A golden double. Ariane Titmus, the 2-4.
What about the old bank account now for old Arnie?
Well, tough as nails,
isn't she?
She's
beautiful to watch.
I love Jars's yardstick for her success. Yeah. She's doing Harvey Norman.
I told you that.
Well, you said that.
I did.
But what about the rowing for the men's and women's? That's a wonderful performance.
Very, very good.
Have we ever won gold?
Are we ahead of schedule?
Foursome.
Yeah, hey, I apologise.
They were on ads too, the Goulburn Valley.
How many gold now, Gregory?
I reckon that's six, isn't it?
Well, if you did your
was predicted? Jeez,
what was predicted?
We are a sports show. I think we need to get that right. How many?
Six. Half a dozen.
Well, now we're having it. Now it's a quiz, is it?
12 and 15.
Gold.
Is acceptable.
Gold.
Wow.
I think we'll win about 14.
Have we got an issue in our pool? How many dead heats are we seeing at the moment?
Yeah, I know.
Ian Thorpe weighed in on this too.
Did he, the Thorpe
dog? Yeah, Thorpedo. He just reckons it's uncanny, he said, and he put in inverted commas, that how many dead heats we're having.
Yes.
There's been five or six, and that's just unheard of.
Something's going on.
What about the clobber Thorpedo's rocking too? He's appearing on our screen. He's gone the baggy.
Yeah.
It's the fitted stuff at the moment.
I think the gift needs to get back in the pool.
What are you saying?
He'd still be able to win a medal now, the Thorpe.
Well, you can join him.
Now, great news for the gold medalist. Really proud of the kiddies. I'm trying to think while I'm talking.
We know.
Port Adelaide break membership record. 61,000 members have joined the books
huge.
At Port Adelaide.
How many
in
animals?
A COVID situation. I have no idea and I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Who's on the show today, chaps? Because we're full. Our book is full today.
Speaking of stars, we've got Harry Schoenberg.
Schoenberg. It's not Schoenberg. It's Schoenberg.
No, he said.
No.
No, it's Schoen.
It's Schoenberg.
Okay.
It's Harry. And you know where he is because he lives up in your neck of the woods.
I'm going to ask him about Marrable. It's not up my neck of the woods. But my old man used to ride
the bulls
up there. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So there's a big statue
Farmer
up there.
Farmer Tim.
I wonder if they'll get a statue of Harry. I might ask him.
Look, if he wins a club championship, a Brownlow and a premiership, absolutely. They'll build an oval.
What's he playing, golf?
Oh my God.
Club championship.
Jay Clark will join us.
Jay Z's on. Furious Five as well. And of course, Bernie's fun facts to finish us off.
Got something special for you, boys, too.
Oh! Gold!
The swimmers.
Is that the rap version?
Harry Schoenberg joins us from the Adelaide Crows. Good afternoon, young Harrons. Yes.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, geez, you're up and about,
Harrons.
Eh? It's nice to win a game of football and also play well and play your role for the side. Well done, young man.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Good win on last Saturday night and, played a role myself and was rewarded with the NAB Rising Star. So,
golf. Get around your family. I wanted him to say that.
Oh, you wanted him to talk about
young
himself,
Harris.
Did you? Yeah, okay. Hey, run us through your journey from Marrable in country South Australia. Pick 24. You played at the Woodville West Torrens. Also MVP of the SA team under 18s. Now, that's rare there,
good
Jazz.
Good boy.
Run us through that.
Yeah. So in a small country town in Marrable, not too many people know where that is. But, we're known for our rodeos and bull rides once a year. So that's all we're really known for down there, and a bit of farming. And, that's about it. But, from there, and played a bit of local footy there. And Come up to school in Adelaide at Prince Albert College as a boarder. So got into the real world when I came down here in Adelaide, and then played a bit of footy at Woodville West Torrens and a bit of state footy, and then was lucky enough to get picked up by Adelaide in the draft. So, it was a good little journey, and I was lucky enough to stay home close to family and friends.
You mentioned Prince Alfred College. Bernie and myself went there. Were you sick of seeing our photos up everywhere around the school?
Got huge posters up.
Yeah. In the gardening room.
There's a few floating around.
don't say that.
But everyone that goes to Prince's sort of claims that they've got a photo up on the wall somewhere. So, you can join the crew.
Mine's in the principal's office. It's basically what not to do.
Next to the cane. Blues is in the toilets, but anyway.
See, why'd you go there? Why did you go there?
No, that's funny. That's humour. I like that.
Hey, Harry, just back to your footy, mate. I'd love to know what you think is the best part of your game. What do you pride yourself on?
Contested footy. I just love playing sort of one-on-one footy and sort of beating your opponent. I love sort of being in and under and sort of just, like I said, sort of beating my opponent, sort of bursting out of the contest and using my skills, linking up with the forward. So that's what I enjoy the most is, sort of old school, sort of tough footy. I enjoy that a lot.
A 2-year contract extension in January as well. So that's exciting for you to stick around.
It was great. The club obviously offered me that and I didn't hesitate at all. And obviously enjoyed my time so far here. And, it's going to be a good sort of next couple of years. There's a lot of us young boys have all re-signed. So we're all staying together and we're enjoying the footy. We're playing together and, hopefully going forward, we can get a bit more success together.
Huge money, I'm hearing too.
big money.
Big dog. Yeah, we demanded some
Sloaney
big
type dough.
More. Sheesh. No, Tex is on his own up there. But
sheesh. Yeah. Harry, $1.2 million a year. Yeah. Well done, young man.
For 2 years.
Thank you.
Now, Harry, let's just focus off field. Are you rolling around with a nice young lady? What's your favourite hobbies?
He might have a couple jars.
Hey? I'm lucky enough to be taken, so got a girlfriend.
What's her name?
Chandra.
Okay.
Chandra Pickard, so that's her name. So
he's getting the last name. Hang on, Jazz is writing it down. He'll creep her out.
Gordon Pickard's a great man.
Oh, Gordon's daughter,
that's
it?
That's her grandpa. So that's
her. He's got her in the money!
Show me the money! Smart man, too.
Good boy, Harry.
You know, they put Marable and smart. Not that they don't normally go together, but this man's got a lot.
I've scored pretty well.
Hey, Harry, you've been in Melbourne now for a couple of weeks. So I want to know what your hotel setup is there because the cricketers are very pampered. They get Daytona machines, golf simulators. What about
you
boys?
You're kidding me.
Yeah, we haven't been too bad. The room's actually been really, really nice, so... a lot of the boys were getting a bit worried when we're coming over, but they've been really big, so sort of spread out. And there's been a few activities been put in place, like the table tennis, pool table. They got a pool and a sauna as well. So
nice.
Got the PS5 down here as well, so that's keeping me busy when I'm not doing anything. So it's been pretty good.
Keeping your thumbs busy anyway. Hey, just before we let you go, Marable, the rodeo. Dad, my old man rode in that a few times, and I've been there a couple of times.
Timmy.
Is the big horse up, the big curio? I remember getting photos of that when I was about 9 or 10. Is that still there?
That's still there. It's on the pretty much in the main street. That's all that's there. So,
Jeez, you gotta pump your hometown up. Dansby hasn't got much either, but I'll pump it up. You've sort of just brought people back down.
I don't want to pump it up too much, and everyone gets so hyped up and goes there, and that's all they see. So,
is the Harry Schomburg Oval up and about? You got a scoreboard named after you, like they have at Stansbury for Burn?
No, we don't have an oval. So no score.
Well done, young man. Thanks for the chat and all the best this weekend. And we appreciate what we're seeing with you in terms of playing some real good footy, mate. Well done.
No worries, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it for having me.
What good a stuff, lovely Harry. Young man. Harry Schomburg there from the Adelaide Crows. Have got a lovely young girlfriend.
Yes.
Sounds like
that's
just
into wealth.
Wow. Well. Marable. Jeez. He actually seems half switched on for the people I've met
there. For a country
went
boy.
Went to PAC, Jars.
Get
the program, mate.
No one gives a stuff where he went.
I keep forgetting I
this
went
is the
there.
Rush hour.
for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. Yeah, it's back, family. It's well, it's back and it's up and about. I've had an American TV network.
It's back twice.
Hang on.
I've had an American TV executive ring me to see if they can take the Furious Five.
What was their name?
I beg your pardon.
What was their name?
CBC.
I hate to break it to you. That was me and Tex pranking you.
Oh, don't.
Hey, so hang on. You've brought it in. And it's back, family. And yes, it is back.
Yeah, it is back. And two wonderful Rush Hour family members. Belinda from West Lakes joins us. Good afternoon, Belinda.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you very much. And Craig from Manopara. Good afternoon, Craig.
Very good. How are we doing?
How'd we both go in lockdown? How did you cope?
It was good.
Yeah, it was okay. Now we're back into the grind, aren't we, chaps?
We are.
Stage 4.
Good to be back.
Yeah, mask on, mask off.
Stage 4, clinger. You
now, Lovies, 5 questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer.
He didn't hear me. He doesn't know what I said.
1 point for the correct answer. 2 lifelines now. I'm going to shut down the third one.
Shutting one down? Who's getting shut down?
Me.
Oh, that's probably all right. That's better for
are
the
available
players.
There, Belinda and Craig. There's a great prize available too, Hado, isn't there?
Yeah, we're going to send them to the cinemas to go and see this new movie called Misfits, which is bloody amazing.
I've heard it's outstanding.
Ooh, yep.
Is that about Jars?
Yes, it is.
Now, Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince have the questions. Listen carefully. Enjoy every minute of it. Gregory Blewett, you lead the batting, please.
Okay, good luck. Here's question 1. Which USA gymnastics superstar pulled out of the team event last night?
Oh, Belinda.
Yes, Belinda.
Simone Ballera?
That'll do.
We'll accept that.
That's not her correct surname.
Yeah, but she knew who it was.
Yeah, she knew.
Yeah, 1 point to Belinda.
Yes, right.
Great, Burn.
And it's not lead the batting either. It's open the batting.
Oh,
or...
so now you're going to correct me, are you?
Yeah, well, I am.
All
when I see a mistake,
you make.
When I see a mistake,
don't stuff
I'm
this
bring
question
up
buddy.
Did Buddy Franklin get off his 1 week ban?
Oh.
Craig.
Yes, Craig.
Yes.
Oh,
we played
yes.
one apiece. This
should
is a good
have
game.
Got a week, Joe.
Yes, sir. Gregory, number 3, please.
Now, we've got some audio here, so just listen to that first. But which swimmer reaction was this after winning gold?
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Belinda.
Belinda.
Belinda, it's Kaylee McCowan.
Yeah, she knows who it is, but we'll accept that.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
I'm ticking that
okay.
one.
Okay.
Right. Come on, are you there? Craig. Craig.
Yeah, he's got one.
I am.
Oh, you got one, didn't you?
It's 2-1, number 4. This is going well.
Mm. Okay, according to Jars, is former Olympian swim star Liesl Jones nicknamed Diesel or Lethal?
Craig.
Yes, Craig.
Belinda.
Yes, Craig.
Lethal.
No.
Oh.
So, Belinda, you got a crack at
this. You got an opportunity, Belinda, and there's 2 lifelines available.
What was the 2?
Diesel or Lethal?
Diesel.
That's
bollocks.
Jazz goes, and you've got 2 lifelines. Sure.
There's only 1 option.
but Lethal's in there, though, isn't it? That's what she's called.
No, but
that
you,
was
according
nickname.
To you, you thought her name was Diesel. That yeah, was the question. If you listen
and
to the
is,
question.
But if you look at it, Wikipedia,
listen.
Her nicknames are Lethal, Liesl, and Diesel.
Her name's Liesl.
Yeah. but Craig was right. Craig said Diesel.
No, he said lethal.
Did he say lethal?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What is wrong with him? He looks like Dopey out of the Snow White the Seven Dwarves at the moment.
Right. Question 5, please, Byrne.
No, it's Bluey.
Gregory, Creston, 5.
Creston. Equestrian, did you say?
It's too old. This is it.
Can I actually ask the question?
It's too old, Greg.
Right,
this
Belinda and Craig, listen to this. What sport did Dits have to call without vision or knowledge in the 2000 games?
We were in a pub and we were 5 pints in. I've downed a few, a couple of red wines, and my phone rings. It's quick, get out of here now. We need someone to call the a gold medal. I said, I'm pissed. Seriously. I said, we've had quite a few pints and I'm not calling the get out of here now. We're sending a car for you. You've got to come here now. It's urgent. Get here. We've got no one else.
What was it?
Craig.
Craig?
Lifeline.
Oh.
Good call. Now, you've got Greg Blord or Bernie Vince there, Craig.
Go with Bernie.
Burnt.
Ooh,
Burnt. Was it Burnt?
That was the Taekwondo.
Yeah! Well done!
Craig from Manoparo.
What's the score?
It's two.
That was two all and question five.
Right, okay.
So Craig from Manoparo.
Well, sure. Hang on, can we just check that, Belinda? How many points did you... Let's just go through the questions.
3-1.
Question one, yes, Belinda got that right.
Yeah.
Question two, Craig got right. Question three, Belinda.
Yeah.
Question four, Belinda. So
Belinda, so it's 3-1.
3-2,
Belinda. Jeez. Well done, Jazz.
I'm doing the scoreboard.
I thought it was all over after four questions. But
yeah. Congratulations.
Again, active listening, please.
Congratulations, Jazz. Belinda from West Lakes. What has she won, please,
yeah,
Hayden?
We're going to send her to the cinemas right now to see Misfits. Not bad guys, they just steal from them. It's in cinemas now. Both of you, thank you so much for playing.
See you,
buddy. Thanks, guys.
Take care, love.
You have to take Jazz with you.
You know
as
what,
punishment.
Jazz? I don't appreciate you two trying to ambush this segment.
I'm helping you.
It is disrespectful.
This is helping.
It's about loyalty. It's about integrity. And it's about supporting your boss.
Yeah, well, how about you start those?
Once that starts, you've got one job.
And that's to score.
What is that, and you can't even get that right.
You're not even part of the lifeline
now. What do you want?
Craig and Belinda, how would you rate Jazz's performance in today's Furious 5?
Out of 10.
8.
Eight. Well, that's only because you won.
You're going to get a Jarman Magic copy. Thank you, Craig.
Craig, what?
I'd go for 7.
Oh! So there you go.
Not out of 10.
No, that's all right, Craig. You've got yourself a signed photograph of Greg Blewett.
What?
Bloody chunky.
You tried to give Belinda's winning prize away.
The bump is out. The podcast, of course, you boys talk all things footy.
Yes.
It's on our listener app right now. Now, off the back of the Kaczynski Wingard confrontation last weekend, you guys spoke a little bit about that. And then Roo spoke about a little confrontation with you, Jars, as well.
Triple M's The Bump.
Now, Roo, in your day, anyone at the Crows, any argy-bargy between players, anything you remember? Or have you had a blue with anyone in your own team?
One bloke, when in the early days, one of the older players told me to, got really stuck into me one day at training, told me to settle down.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did he end up?
Settle down.
Jazz.
I was
a young punk, you know, like training flat out and wanting to bloody win the premiership and going hard. And Jazz comes up and he goes, "Will you settle down, buddy? What do you think? You only beat him for about 5 minutes. Just let him bloody... It's only pre-season."
Do you remember that, Joe? Was this 96?
No, this was 90... End of off-season 93. I reckon it was at the Coolum Resort. We're all hot, like dogs.
Yeah, we did.
And I was just trying to...
Was he just treading on your toes, getting in your turf?
I think he was just so excited. No, we loved him. I loved him because I thought, well, this is he's going to replace me. There's no doubt. This is the
that's
the
<band. laughs>
But he was rather excited.
The sugar daddy just wanted to chill out.
Come here. Hey,
just
come here.
Corking me, you young punk.
Yeah, and he did too. That's another story in the shower block. But anyway. I had an ugly incident with the great Mick Redden from the North Adelaide Footy Club.
How dare you?
It was North Adelaide v Woodville at Prospect Oval. It was a putrid day. Blighty was coach, player coach. It was about 20 minutes into the first quarter. I was just in a stupid frame of mind, arrogant, rude, disrespectful.
That doesn't sound
That's
like
normal.
You.
No. Anyway, I got caught holding the ball, which was rare. White rhino. I got caught holding the ball near the Prospect Cricket Club, and Mick Redden took his mouth guard out, and he's right. I should have just given it off to him. I tried to take three on, and I threw the ball in his face.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In Sir Mick's face.
Yes.
He'd just driven down from the country to play the game
and
as well.
Come down from Jamestown. Much love. I loved him, respected him, and I still do. He was, and when I did it, I've gone, "You bloody idiot."
No, I'm with you, Jazz.
Was there a reaction
from the crowd?
And
what about the coach? Was that Noonan at the time?
Yeah,
You threw
didn't drag
it in his
me,
face.
Didn't, and I felt so bad. I didn't touch the ball for the rest of the game because I was gutted by what I did
that.
To Mick Redden.
Yeah, you're blaming that.
And I apologised.
How did it play out? Afterwards?
Nah, Mick was filthy.
Yeah. Did you apologise?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't stop all night, but he just wasn't the same.
Well, yeah. Jars, you know the rule. Don't, never handball to a ruckman. So I'm with you.
But not to Mick Redden, who was one of the much-loved figures. I felt so bad.
Believe you
it
threw
was
the
just
ball
a,
at his face.
What an arrogant, rude individual I was.
What did Noonan say to you about it?
He actually never addressed him. Nah, it was...
Tell me this.
It was very serious. After he was playing for Nord.
I heard him.
No.
Anyway. But obviously it's a serious story. We're not making light of this. What happens when you do see those sort of things happen on a field? What does it do with the other team, do you think? Like, do you remember, do the Woodville players start getting into you? They're arguing amongst themselves.
And if I recall, I reckon we lost that game.
So it's your fault.
By I think it was just under a kick. Yeah. Mm. Woodville got us.
You know the best for this, Ditz, was, I'm going back SNFL now, it was James and Chris Gowans.
Oh, yeah.
Playing against them, mate. Yeah. They actually got their arms up, got their jukes up, and they were about to punch on. This is against us. Where the game was still playing. It wasn't at quarter time.
Yeah.
I look back, and I'm running past them. I'm like, these bloody idiots are about to punch each other.
There was the day against North Adelaide in the final, walking off at Footy Park, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them said something to the other, and it was on. At quarter, walking off, well, three quarter time.
It was.
They were unbelievable.
Talk about coaches.
You know, we... years ago at Channel 7, we went out to a work site to interview them. I think they built up to a final. Yeah, and they had a fight on the work site. They got the nail guns out and started pinging each other with the nails.
That's surprising.
Not serious.
That's rules.
Triple M's The Bump.
He got ahead of himself back then, young Rupert.
Just straightened him up?
Well, he did.
Well, he was just going too hard for the footy
He had a little swagger.
He wasn't
ready for the swagger.
You tried to sit him back down, did you?
Oh, no, I just told him.
Did you
ever
target Roo at training to get him back?
A couple of times, yeah.
Did you get him?
No.
No.
Yeah, a couple of times, no.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
We love this young man. He's been superb this year so far. We'll be leading our Rush Hour Brownlow medal.
Yes, he would.
There's no doubt. Mm. Right
in a close count, though.
Good afternoon, Jay. Welcome.
How are you, boys? I always enjoy the grabs from Bernie at the start of our segment. And I feel regretful because I realise now that I should have interviewed him a whole lot more throughout his playing career.
That's why if you're in doubt and you don't want anyone to use any of your audio, you just swear in them. That's what I used to do.
He did too.
I think we had one interview and it was real boring.
Probably
hungover again.
Probably poor questions from you.
Come on, straighten up.
Now, let's get back in the lane. Charlie Curnow, will he return to the Carlton Football Club? He's been sorely missed and he's had a wretched run the last couple of years, hasn't he?
Yeah, exciting news. The Carlton coach, David Seegers, confirmed he will be back, which is otherwise going to make pretty underwhelming matchup between Carlton and St Kilda on a Friday night. Much more exciting because he hasn't played for 2 years, Jars. He's had all sorts of knee problems, a fractured kneecap, a dislocated kneecap, a patellar stress injury, a medial ligament injury. So his knee is basically a 1980s banged up. And he was once, let's be honest, one of the most exciting young players in the competition. So really we're going to... And David Teague's already said, look, let's pull the handbrake on the expectations. He hasn't played him more than 2 years. He's going to be a little bit rusty. But I think from a broader perspective, the big question is, and it's, you know, his preseason is going to be absolutely crucial, can he reclaim anywhere near the potential that we thought he had? Or can he still be a superstar of the competition? Or with this sort of time out and his knee injury, restrict him? If you put it in a time capsule now, boys, what do you think? Charlie Curnow, can he be a top 30 player in the competition once again?
Yes, I think he can.
Yeah, in 12 months' time.
Yeah, he needs a good preseason.
A good year playing footy.
And a good run at it. Yeah, because he just has... Whenever he starts to get going again, something else pops out. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Terry's not in the top 30, Jay-Z, is Mitch McGovern, who was recruited by Carlton a couple of years ago. He is missing in action. What's he up to?
And part of... Well, he's only played 3 games this year, Bluey, so he's coming back from a hamstring injury, another hamstring injury. Now, look, he's in the running for this weekend, David Teague said, so it's whether they pull the trigger on him, whether he's got the match conditioning and fitness. But look, at the start of the year, they were quite blunt with Mitch McGovern. They said, mate, you got to have a big year. You got to get your body tips up. You know, it's been a big investment. We really need you. And 3 games has been another failure. And this is the sort of thing, this high-performance area under Jack Russell, the recruiting in the first place, previously under Stephen Silvani, these are two of the big areas, as well as the coaching, obviously, that's being reviewed or has been reviewed in the Carlton investigation at the moment. So they spent a lot of money on Mitch McGovern, and it hasn't worked out so far. Whether he can get back, you'd think they want to play him, you know, three or four games on the run home to be able to get him back in the team and see if they can get some continuity out of his body, because he needs the absolute summer of his life at Icon Park to try and deliver some value for what was an otherwise, you know, a bit of a shocking trade for the Carlton.
Well, it's been a poor decision by list management there. They paid him overs and he hasn't delivered. He's let the club down mentally and physically. And I think they've got to review his situation end of the year. Anyway, that's just my opinion.
And you know, on that, Jars, like, I remember from a Melbourne perspective, we heaped it on Mark Rusciuto and Adelaide at the time for not paying Mitch McGovern the money that we all sort of thought he could command. Yep. A lot of criticism of the Crows at the time. Now, I think he's going to show that Rue and the footy club have been a bit justified.
Got it right. Yep. Spot on. Greg?
What about their coach, David Teague? Jay-Z is under all sorts of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, that was their worst loss of the season against North Melbourne. And they had Ed Curno in his 200th. They got a final chance to play for. They come up against the Wooden Spoon side or the 18th place team, and they serve up that. That third quarter was terrible. Look, I reckon David Teague is right under the pump. I've got no one around him or that football club is expressing any confidence around his position for next year. So, look, if it's another poor performance against Gold Coast this week, I mean, you think that, you know, it almost confirms things. But I think it's, you know, I think he's in real trouble for next year, David Teague.
Huge trouble. Now, I'm hearing things could get worse at Collingwood before it gets better. And they've got egg on their face from last year's trade period.
Burn, that you're all over it. Last year, they swapped their first-round pick to GWS for pick 24 and 30. Now, if Collingwood lose their last four games on the way home, they could finish last, and therefore that could be their number one pick.
The number one pick?
Yeah, so they swapped it last year for 24 and 30, two-second round, the fourth, which is steak knives, for what could be the number one pick. Now, that is ugly. And to add salt into the wounds, GWS, with that number one pick, could then go and bid on Nick Dacos first. And remember, this is a Sam Walsh-style midfielder. He's a top-caliber midfielder, like a generational talent, all the recruiters are saying. So GWS go and then bid on Nick Dacos, who's Collingwood's own player. And instead of Collingwood had that bid, they get Dacos and Horn, which would help set that midfield up for the next years. Instead, GWS go and bid on Dacos, which makes Collingwood pay full-toed odds for that midfielder. That is a disastrous trade. Collingwood play West Coast, Brisbane, Hawthorn, Essendon on the run home. That's four challenging games.
And Jaden Stevenson on fire too for North Melbourne at the moment. That's a backfire as well, seeing they're paying for some of his contract. Hey, reaction from Lance Franklin. He got a week, then he got off. What's been the backlash?
Yeah, so the club reaction is bemusement. So I think certainly talking to Melbourne footy officials, they all thought that he deserved 1 week, Lance Franklin. And it's only because there's probably been a little bit inconsistent this season with some similar type issues that he got off from the tribunal. But there's a lot of raised eyebrows. I mean, with that sort of an action, lashing out with his elbow, I think there's sort of a commonly held view that deserved a week. Bernie, did you reckon Buddy knew where Luke Ryan's head was when he thrashed back?
Exactly.
Of course he
where
did.
It was.
Of course he did. Yeah, he should have got a week for that.
I got two. Regularly got two for that.
But protect the species, mate.
I'm always happy to see people get off.
Yep. Nah. Mm. Well done, Jay. Take care. Right, we'll speak on Dead Set Legends Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Great job, mate. There is Jay Clark there for the Rush Hour.
Plenty of news.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy? You'll love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Bernie Vince leads our tipping by 9 over Bluey. And after round 19, Andrew Jarman, 13 behind Byrne and 8 behind Blue. Jars, explain your form.
I'm starting to read it a bit more better, the tea leaves. Oh, yeah? So it might have left me run a bit late, chaps, which is unfortunate for the punters out there. But I'm not going to give up.
People, our listeners would sort of take notice of your tips? Or
not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Did you say tips or tits?
What did you say? Actually, yeah. Did you say that with your little chunky lips?
Tips.
Have you had your lips Botoxed?
No.
No, okay. I definitely started with tea.
He's got
lips.
Full lips, Jars.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
Looks like Angelina Jolie.
He does. He does, does he? Yeah.
More like Curtly Ambrose.
You thought right. I meant you, did I?
No, not at all. Not at all. All right, Heyday, let's go.
Yes, and boys, and it's Roo.
Roo.
Oh, Roo. Yes,
g'day, Roo.
Round 20, Saints v Carlton at Marvel Stadium.
Okay, Saints.
Saints.
Dogs v Crowies in a, well, just let's call it the middle of effing nowhere, Ballarat, wherever that is.
Dogs. Gold up there.
Dogs.
Dogs for me.
And it's 11, is it 11:55 game,
yeah, Bert,
and they're saying it's going to be at 3 degrees.
Three.
At that time, yeah.
Good snow.
Wow. So I'm going Dogs, Brew.
It's 11:50, by the way.
Yes, the Roos. Yes, the Roos v Cats at Hobart.
Cats.
And this
Cats
is the first Cats. Time the Cats have played in Tassie there. Yeah.
You're right, Roo, it is.
Yeah.
Cats for me, though.
Can you just liven up a bit, Roo?
Roo, how's Joe going? How's Joe going? Good?
Yeah, he's giving me the shits after 7 weeks.
How's your mate Ditch going?
Yeah, look, mate, he's better at shouting drinks than you, mate. So, Suns v D's at... I don't know where TBC is. Sounds like it'll be up somewhere in the York Peninsula.
It could be Stansbury. I'm going Suns there, Roo.
Yeah, I'm going D's. I'm not confident, though.
No.
D's for me.
Of course you are.
Pies v Eagles at the Triple MCG.
Yeah, going the Eagles, but they're not convincing
they're
me
terrible
either.
Away.
They're going to make the eight, though.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles, Cage.
Pies for me.
I mean, Roo.
Yeah, get it right, Jack. Darren, I mean Andrew. Dons v Swans over at the Gabba Abba.
Swannies.
Swannies.
Dons.
Swannies, Rupert.
Hawks v Lions have got the bad deck again and flying down to Tassie and Launceston there.
Lions.
Lions to bounce back.
Hawks.
Giants, and I don't mean what's between me legs v Port at Stansbury Rude. Oval yet again.
Rude.
You know I'm what? Giants for me.
I'm going Port, but I'm not confident in this one either. The Giants, Toby
Giants.
Greenback.
Yeah, Giants for me, KG. I mean, Rue.
Hang on, Port. I'm going to go Port.
And the, Dockers and Tigers at Optus Stadium.
Did you think that Dockers started with FU?
Yes.
So Fremantle have lost Fife and Walters.
Yeah,
I'm going Tigers there,
shoulder.
Rupert.
Yeah, going Tigers.
Tigers for me.
There you go.
Oh, Roo.
Thanks, Roo, for standing.
Thanks, Roo. See you, mate.
See you, mate. Look after those kids.
Yeah, Roo.
Boy, mate, we get out of lockdown and then it pisses down. So yeah. I did what I did for the last 7 days is watch Sky Racing. If you love your footy, you'll love Seekers Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs.
Yeah.
Do you know I once want to beat Pat from the Redlegs raffle? You can join in anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com. That is S. I-K-A, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Seeker Footy Tipping, your go-to product on the work site.
What do you think of the Australian cricket team against Bangladesh? They're playing them. In
no!
The upcoming day. Can we use this? Can we put this to air?
No! Inside joke, but you'll find out why one day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
July 28 already. We're nearly through. We're nearly through July, and you're counting down the days of winter. How many days to go?
What's that? 32. Oh, 4 weeks. Just over 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Now, people, dry July's nearly over as well.
Yeah, and
I haven't.
Not one of us. And there's 156 days remaining into the year.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know if I want you to know that.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, what star sign are we in? I said we flicked over to another one.
Well, I'm a Capricornian. I'm Capricorn.
That's not the question.
Oh, right.
What did we flick over to? Went from Cancer to... I said it this week twice.
Leo.
Leo.
Leo, you... Hey. Dopey. Anyway, today, World Hepatitis Day.
Right on.
Go on, Blue, make a speech.
Blue, you're right. That's something close to your heart.
In the West Indies.
You've had it. How do you get rid of it?
Thank you, man.
How do you get rid of it?
Yeah, what do? Do you put a cream on? Would you get jabbed in
understand.
The
arm? I don't understand.
It's not a
what is
it's
it?
Not a cold sore.
Yes, it is. Is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Hepatitis. Well, that's serious.
Ask Bluey. He's got
that's serious.
It is serious.
Isn't that a sexual
didn't
disease?
Tommy
I
Lee,
think so.
Didn't Tommy Lee have...
Yeah, gave it to Pablo.
And Tommy.
But anyway, okay.
Hey, on this day,
yes,
which was, Jazz?
The 28th of July.
Yes, well done. 1943, furniture retailer IKEA opened its first ever store in Sweden. Yeah. Now have a look how big they are.
And how many stores
we should have done that.
I know, Bern, but how many stores they have now around the world?
A shitload.
You don't even done your homework.
Oh, well, how many have they done?
220.
Have they? Yeah, good.
Shout out to IKEA for the free airport parking as well. You guys bloody
hello.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Hang on.
Are you always, well, that's the thing, apparently, is you park in the IKEA car park, wait, and you get the call, I'm standing out the front.
All right. You
start to do it on one of the side streets. You don't have to go.
You can, but you get pinged. You I got pinged in a bus stop.
Yeah. Well, why would you park in a bus stop? That's pretty dumb.
Go into the servo and
that's the only place I know you'll get done. In a bus stop. What an idiot. Anyway, let's move on.
Right, what else, Ben?
I've got a couple of facts for you today, boys. Nice. One's an Olympic fact, because just the theme of the month at the moment. And also a footy fact. Now, did you know, for the first time ever in AFL, VFL history, we had a round where there was players celebrating all of these milestones. 50, 100, 150, 200, 250, 300 and 350 games, Jars. Did you realise that?
No, I didn't.
That's the first time ever. Brilliant. So the previous record was 2021 round 6 and 2003 round 7, where the previous record holders with milestones 50 through to 300. But the 350, David Mundy tipped it over the edge. So a record from the weekend.
Who knows this stuff? Who keeps these stats?
I looked this stuff up.
He loves his numbers.
Blue, I looked this stuff up.
You remember how many runs you made?
It's called prep.
You're a nuffy.
It's called prep.
Yeah, it's good work, Bern.
And another one, the Olympic rings.
Yeah. Right.
Now, do you know what colour are the Olympic rings, Jazz?
Oh, well, they're white, aren't they? Aren't they?
Hey-do?
Come on, let's work it out.
All five
there's
of them.
There's one white one.
I thought you meant in the gym, in the gymnastics.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with him?
And you wonder why we call you Dopey. Dopey. He's serious too. Look at him.
He was dead serious.
What, when they do the LeBron James and clap the powder and then jump on the rim?
I didn't listen to the question.
You were an idiot. I know you don't listen, but you didn't even have to listen to get that right.
There's black. There's yellow, there's red, there's white, and there's...
No,
no white. Green's in there.
There's green.
And you miss one.
Blue?
Blue.
Blue.
Well done. So I was close.
But
what
they all
represent?
They all represent something, Judge. Great question. Now you're starting to listen. I've engaged you. The Olympic rings signify the world's five major regions. Now, everyone listen up. Africa, the Americas, Asia.
The Americas?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
Asia.
Just say USA.
No, because the Americas is
South America.
South America, yeah. So Mexico, then you've got Central America, and you got Canada.
Yeah.
I'm getting to that point where I'm about to turn you off, and don't put that finger up counting first. The middle finger, you don't start with that one, all right?
Harvey!
Asia, Europe, and Oceania.
Wow.
And the colours blue, yellow, black, green, and red are used in every flag across the world. Oh, so there you go.
What are we a part of, Josh?
Oceania, mate.
Good boy. Yeah.
Well done.
Well done. That's great. Well
did
done,
you like
mate.
That?
How Wednesday
long
show.
I'm glad you engaged.
How long did that go for?
Chaos?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
And don't forget to wear your masks either. And make sure you wash them at night too. You get dirty germs. What? See you tomorrow.
I use the disposable ones.
Thanks, Dopey.
What'd you call me then?
Dopey.
See you, family.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, no.